successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Love is a boat to the sea of changes up ahead. Everybody's bound to get a little wet, but love is a boat when you're out there struggling all alone. When this world tries to sink you like a stone, yes, you can stay afloat. That's right. Love is a boat.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner, rounding out the crew. Okay, you want to look up that YouTube video that we're kind of talking about, this hybrid upgrade these folks did. The video is our $60,000 mistake. It's from Onboard Tangaroa, by the way. The Never Ending Sea Trial is their channel or the name. If you just Google that on YouTube or whatever, you'll find it. It'll pop right up. And they do a good job with it. And they seem very, very happy with the hybrid upgrade. You know, and more of these options, whether or not it's available to you right now, Mike, I would imagine it's coming. Don't you think they'll figure out a way to make a retrofit hybrid upgrade engine for you at some point, even if you don't think it'll work at the moment, or no?
Well, I would hope they would, but you know, the thing is, my boat is a different generation, so you know, boats are built to accommodate those propulsion systems these days. The mm-hmm. you know, the hulls are much lighter, and you know. You know, much stronger even. So, you know, I could see if it's a like for like horsepower swap.
Yeah.
But that's the challenge you run into with hybrids is you typically have to reduce the horsepower of the engine to accommodate the hybrid assembly.
In his case, this guy's case, when he first mm-hmm. did the upgrade of the new Cummins engines, the horsepower was like 50% better. So maybe when they went to the hybrid, he was like, wait a minute, we could kind of back that off because of the technology's gotten so much better and we still have enough horsepower. And now we have the, electric bonus of the hybrid. And mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just playing devil's advocate there, but
yeah,
maybe
what's
that'll
the
work.
Horsepower output of your engines now?
Yeah. What do you think there, Mike?
Oh, my engines are 355 horsepower apiece.
A piece, so you've got 700 horsepower.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
All right. So horsepower diesel engine combined with 150 horsepower electric motor in one unit. You can do something like that. So yeah, there's less horsepower there.
But you make up for it in some ways a little bit, can't you? Or can you, Barry?
He has two engines, so.
Well, it's also, it makes a difference in terms of how the boat's designed too. My boat probably is not a good hybrid candidate because it's actually a planing hull. So,
wouldn't the hybrid give you more torque though as well? Wouldn't the electric
well,
kick
would,
in?
But it would. But mm-hmm. Hybrids. I drive a hybrid truck.
Yeah.
But, once you get up to a certain speed or go a certain distance, the battery's done and the gas engine has to take over. Well, if you've reduced your diesel engine's size to accommodate the hybrid assembly, when you go into diesel only mode, you don't have enough horsepower to stay on plane. You have to slow down and go at displacement speed. That would be the disadvantage in that configuration. A trawler, for instance, you wouldn't have to deal with that because you're never going on
plane. Yeah, yeah. But I would think
12 knots.
The added torque that you would get with the hybrid. I mean, because that's where you need the power to get up on plane, isn't it? Once you get up on plane, you don't need as much horsepower. You just need that extra torque to get it up on plane, don't you? A little
what
bit.
Are you thinking? Wait, are you thinking that the hybrid that what you're having is it's like a diesel locomotive where you have the diesel engine creating the electricity and the electric is actually turning the screw? Is that what you're thinking?
No, I'm wondering if that's what Greg is thinking.
No, I'm not. No. The diesel, you got the diesel part, and then the electric part kicks in like you're taking a little blue pill when you need it at just the right time.
Oh. Okay. If you get too old.
Does that illustrate it well for you, Barry?
Oh, well, I haven't seen those blue pills yet, so I guess I'm lucky. Yeah,
you're welcome.
Between the engine and the drive shaft,
right?
And the hybrid.
Yeah, the difference.
Be careful how you describe that. By the way,
well, the difference between a locomotive which, and ships that are diesel electric are, you know, there's a diesel engine not connected to the drivetrain that is only driving the generator, that is only driving the drivetrain, the electric motor drivetrain.
Yeah, and cruise ships do that, so they put out a lot of horsepower,
right?
But they're creating a lot of energy too. Yeah. Trains are like that. Yeah.
Okay.
No. And when we were at the boat show this past year, there were true diesel hybrids, and these are diesels with an electric motor assembly connected to a transmission that goes to the output shaft to the propeller. Mm-hmm. And so at low speeds, say 6 knots, you can actually have the engines off and the electric motors will produce enough power to drive the vessel at 6 knots. Say you're in the intercoastal waterway and you're a large vessel like that, you're not going to be going fast anyway. Mm-hmm. It could probably go 4 or 5 miles, which would, at that speed is what, 2 hours?
Right.
An hour.
Before you have to turn your engines on again. Mm-hmm. And it would do it automatically because the computer controls everything.
Well, there you go. Well, and that would be pretty effective travel. It could save you a crap load of money, too, and fuel costs.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
No doubt about that. So, if you could find the solution, it'd definitely be an option for you, is what you're saying.
Well, they have electric motors that'll put out the horsepower. Then they have diesel engines that'll put out the horsepower that will run the generators. And what you can do is with a diesel engine, you set it at the most optimum RPM where it burns the least amount of fuel, but puts out the most amount of power. That's where the efficiency starts to come in, because you lose some efficiency still with just movable parts. You know, I learned that a long time ago in auto mechanics school. We put my car on a chassis dyno. That's a thing that you put the actual car on the set of wheels. Mm-hmm. And we were all betting to see how much horsepower was at the wheels. And we lost almost half of the horsepower between the engine and the wheels just through running through the drivetrain. And you had that same problem with engines going through their drivetrain. So if you could simplify it with just a electric motor hooked up to a shaft being powered by high voltage batteries that are charged by a generator, maybe that's a better system.
Okay. What about for you, Barry, your 17-foot Triumph? Would you ever thought about getting full
diesel
electric?
Engine,
well, you wouldn't need to get diesel, but you could get a full electric, or would you try to find a hybrid outboard, maybe? Do they make such
a
thing?
They're not hybrid outboards, but there are electric outboards out there that put out some horsepower.
Right, but they're super expensive, though.
Well, I don't know if they're super expensive. I mean, a regular gas engine's not cheap anymore.
Right.
Have you seen what the replacements are at the boat show? It's like your jaw drops. It's almost that the engines cost more than the boat.
Yeah. But do they have a hybrid outboard that you could pick up?
Not a hybrid that I know of.
All right.
No.
We'll make one. Put a notice out there. Barry the boater needs one for a 17-foot
I got a whole two-stroke that burns oil. I love it.
Okay. Well, you're not going to talk about any stroking on this show.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the boating world? Well, look no further than the World of Boating Radio Show. Just like you, thousands of boating enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to worldofboating.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.